Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Lifebeat Podcast. I am your host, Danny Earle, and joining me today is our new co-host, Tiffany Van Bronckhorst. Welcome, Tiffany.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We are super excited for this episode. We've got some news to share with you guys. It's a way to distract ourselves from the glum weather outside. We got rain coming down here in Michigan. But, you know, that means it's springtime and that winter, we hope, is over. No more snow. I'll be fine with rain. If there's no more snow, I'll take rain every day.
Yes.
But we'll see. You never know in Michigan. All right. We're going to start off today with some exciting news. We want to give a shout out to our friends over at the Knights of Columbus. They work with our organization pretty heavily. They do so much great work for the pro-life cause. They are pretty instrumental in helping us with our March for Life, which a quick plug for that. Everyone mark your calendars, November 6th. We are super excited to have our second one. But some really great news from the Knights of Columbus here in Michigan, if you want to share a little bit on that, Tiffany.
Yeah, so actually since 2009, they have been raising money and donating ultrasound machines to pregnancy resource centers across Michigan. And yeah, they've been helping a lot of women coming in who have unplanned pregnancies, especially.
Right.
And they actually just recently reached a huge milestone. They just donated their 100th ultrasound machine.
Woohoo!
Yes, in February of this year. So yeah, they're celebrating that. And actually, kind of a cool note is the first one they ever donated was in Jackson County in Michigan back in July of 2009.
Yeah, what a wide range of dates that they have been helping out these pregnancy resource centers, starting in 2009 and continuing today in 2025. That's a 16-year span, 100 ultrasound machines donated. That is incredible. These ultrasound machines, they're so impactful for these women who are coming here, and they're looking for options. They may be scared. They don't know what to do with their pregnancy, and these ultrasounds show them the heartbeat. I believe it's these machines can detect a heartbeat at only 5 weeks and a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing the baby actually in the womb is so impactful for these women and helps them make that choice for life. So these 100 ultrasounds across the state of Michigan. And again, this is only the state of Michigan. There's Knights of Columbus chapters all over the country that are doing the same thing in their state. But in Michigan alone, there's 100 donated machines, which is just incredible.
So this new machine that they actually donated in February is nicknamed Gabriel, and it is the second unit that's been donated to that center.
Wow.
Yeah, the first one is now 10 years old, actually. And it can no longer be serviced. It's going to be donated to a pregnancy center in Louisiana, though. So it'll still be being put to use.
Yeah, still be getting great use. Yeah, this one just seems like it's a bit of a more updated one, which is going to be great for the Oxford Pregnancy Center here in Oxford, Michigan, just allowing them to update their current resources, allowing them to help women in a more effective way. And I believe reading this article that was published by the Detroit Catholic, the first ultrasound that was donated in 2009 marked the third ultrasound donated by the Knights of Columbus in the entire United States. So Michigan was, we were kind of on the forefront of that, which is pretty cool. I wasn't living in Michigan at the time, so I feel like I can't claim too much credit there, but still, that's a pretty cool that there's just such a long legacy of helping these women, because we know how effective these pregnancy resource centers are. That's why we promote them so heavily, and we'll be talking about them later on as well when we talk about our Life the Other Choice ads. But they just offer so many amazing resources to these women, and ultrasounds are so impactful. So congratulations to the Knights of Columbus. That is amazing. If you are in the Oxford area or someone you know and is looking for pregnancy resource center help, the Oxford Pregnancy Center's got a great new ultrasound machine.
Yes.
On the flip side of that, so as these pregnancy resource centers are providing such great life-affirming care, we see kind of, I don't know if opposition is the right word, but the other side of the coin is Planned Parenthood. They are the country's largest abortion provider and advocate. And in recent weeks, we have heard a lot about their financial woes, putting that in air quotes for all of our listeners, that they have been claiming that they are not receiving adequate funding, that they're struggling with donations. But a very interesting article recently came out. It was a report done by the American Life League, and they found that the CEOs of the Planned Parenthood affiliates, so there's a national Planned Parenthood, and then there's affiliates throughout the country like Planned Parenthood Los Angeles, Planned Parenthood New York, these CEOs made salaries that ranked in the 98th percentile of U.S. wage earners. So while they are touting all this financial crisis, they're not getting money, their CEOs are lining their pockets pretty well.
Yes. It is interesting to note that these CEOs of Planned Parenthood are actually, on average, they're making more than triple the average salary of nonprofit CEOs.
Right.
Like, our organization is a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually reported that between 2020 and 2023, the average salary increase of all of these affiliate CEOs together was over
$35,000. Wow. Yeah. And just looking at these salary increases, this report that we're talking about, the report came out this year, but it was based on the earnings between the years of 2022 and 2023. So that was before Planned Parenthood received nearly $700 million of taxpayer money coming mm-hmm. from the federal government. So who knows how much these salaries have increased? I know they do. I know they know. They're probably living pretty well off of it right now. And
mm-hmm.
just these such outlandish amounts of money going towards these CEOs. Like, it says that the CEO of Planned Parenthood Los Angeles, which has about 24 facilities over in the California area, that CEO made $875,942, while the affiliate made $155 million. So a pretty decent chunk of that money coming in is going towards just the CEO. A report that we read on the last podcast talked about how a lot of their staff feel that they are being underpaid. And these are the lower level staff, the ones that are working at the facilities. But these CEOs are making such large amounts of money. And the reason that we are highlighting this, the reason that we are claiming that this is important, is because so much of the money going towards Planned Parenthood is coming from our taxpayer dollars. There is a lot of federal funding, which, I don't know, it looks like in the recent weeks there's been some steps in the right direction. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of national protests urging President Trump to block funding of Planned Parenthood. He put a temporary pause on funding it as he looks over their financial situations. It's a really good step in the right direction where this abortion giant in our country receiving so much money from donations of their supporters, but so much of it comes from us, people who are, we're paying our taxes like we have to, and we are providing a service that we strongly, morally, intrinsically disapprove of.
Yeah, this is really a time, especially for our country's leaders, to just assess the numbers, and really when it comes to government reimbursements, we need to be looking at where we're giving our taxpayer dollars.
Right, absolutely. And some additional good news. At the end of this article that we're reading from, Catholic Vote posted it, and again, it was based off of American Life League's report on Planned Parenthood. They mentioned how a number of Planned Parenthood affiliates have closed over the past few months. That includes ones in New York, in Missouri, in Illinois. While Missouri is not as strong as New York and Illinois in the pro-abortion voice, I believe it does have abortion legalized in their state constitution. So these large Planned Parenthood affiliates closing down is a really good sign that hopefully we can continue to move in the right direction and realize that this organization is prioritizing its radical pro-abortion political agenda over actually helping women. And we can start getting more funding, more appreciation for pregnancy resource centers who are providing great life-affirming care. Another article that we'd like to talk about, this came out in December of 2024, a few months ago, but it is important to note, especially as we're talking about Planned Parenthood, who provides so many abortions in the United States. In fact, from 2021 to 2022, they performed 392,715 abortions. And a lot of those come from providing the abortion pill to women. About 60% of abortions nowadays are done by the abortion pill, sometimes called chemical abortion. So this report that came out in 2024 had some interesting findings.
Yeah, so over 40% of women who are taking these chemical abortions are reporting experiences of severe pain. And the thing is, these abortion physicians and people who are sending them these treatments are telling them it's going to be along the lines of period pain, which it is much, much more severe than that. Planned Parenthood and all of these abortion clinics are supposedly giving these women health care. It's anything but that.
Right. This study that was done by the British Pregnancy Advisory Service, they found, like Tiffany said, that 40% of women who underwent a chemical abortion, taking the abortion pill, experienced what was classified as severe pain. So they ranked their pain on a scale of 1 to 10, and 8, the 40% that ranked at 8, that was considered to be severe. There was also a very large majority, I believe it was 92%, ranked it at least a 4, which is still considerable pain when these women are hearing from the abortion provider that it's not going to be that painful. It's going to be similar to period cramps. But this finding shows that women went in pretty much unaware of the pain that they were going to be experiencing, which is very alarming, especially here in the state of Michigan, where we have a preliminary injunction that is blocking our informed consent and 24-hour waiting period laws. So women do not need to wait 24 hours before deciding if they want an abortion. They do not need to be told of the severe risks that could be coming from it. That's not healthcare. In other surgeries, in other major operations, you need to have time to think about it, and you need to hear of the ramifications that could possibly come from it. But for some reason, well, that reason is a very strong pro-abortion governor and her allies in the government, they don't believe that women need to be informed of these risks so that they can continue to push their abortion agenda as heavily as possible. So this study really highlights the need to reach women with accurate information, letting them know what they could possibly experience when they have an abortion, especially using the abortion pill. Some of the quotes that come from this survey, I'll just read them here for you. The pain was intense and constant in my lower back. It hurt so much that it made me throw up several times. I felt shaky and faint at points. And then another one, pain was so severe, and yet everything I read or heard, and what little there was about the pain on the internet, was that it was slight cramping like a bad period, which couldn't be further from the truth. Really just highlighting how misinformation is leading these women to think that this is going to be a safe and easy choice for them when there's really much more severe outcomes than what the internet is going to provide. Because, again, they're not hearing from these physicians or whoever is providing the abortion pill to them. They're not hearing it from them. So really important to continue to combat that as we are extremely excited to be relaunching our Life the Other Choice ad campaign coming up here. Tiffany, if you want to touch on that.
Yes. So in just 1 month, we're going to be relaunching our ad campaign, and we are actually looking to raise $1 million for this campaign, which is a big goal, but we're positive that with the help of all of our supporters and with people within our organization, we can make this happen. If you would like to donate to our ad campaign, you can go to rtl.org/donate, and you can choose that little tax-deductible education fund, and you can help us reach women in our communities.
It is such an important time to be airing these ads. Like Tiffany said, we are shooting for $1 million, and that money is contributing towards such an incredible cause. These ads are going to be aired in popular streaming services like Hulu, Peacock. We're going to be reaching women in the digital space because that's where they are. Women who are looking for this information, they're going to be looking online to find it. And we are hoping to put ourselves in that digital space and be, if not the first, one of the voices that they're hearing so that they know that they have a place to turn to if they want to choose life. Because the pro-abortion voice can sometimes be so strong, so overwhelming, especially coming from Planned Parenthood, who disguises themselves as a pregnancy care place where a woman can turn to. We really need to combat that voice. And we know that these ads are effective in doing that. In airing them in 2024, we saw a 14% increase in calls to the Pregnancy Help Hotline. And that number is 1-800-712-HELP. When women call this hotline, they are directed towards their closest pregnancy resource center, which is providing them with life-affirming care, important prenatal and postnatal information, just providing them with every opportunity to choose life. Because if choice is truly going to exist in our state of Michigan, they need to be given every opportunity to choose life for that child. So that is why we will continue to emphasize this ad buy for the entire month of April, because these donations are so essential to help our work. Like we mentioned earlier, Planned Parenthood is receiving so much money in federal grants and our taxpayer dollars. But we're not going to sit here and say just because they have more money than us, we're going to roll over and give up. We know that we have such an amazing grassroots organization here in Michigan, so many incredible donors. For those of you who are listening who have donated in the past, we thank you for your help. We cannot do it without you. We are a nonprofit who relies solely on donations, so we are extremely grateful for your help, and we ask that you continue to support us as we support women. And we're saving lives with these ads, as it showed in more women going to these pregnancy resource centers. Just so important. Such an important time to be reaching these women. We're in a race against Planned Parenthood. They're trying to reach the same women that we are. They have a pro-abortion voice, and we need to battle that with our pro-life voice. And we'll never give up. Continue to push against it. Alrighty, that is all we have for news for you guys today. We are extremely grateful that you continue to listen. If you want to receive our pro-life update, it is an email blast that we send out every Thursday that includes more news. Please go to our website. There's a spot that you can sign up your email, and we can add you to that list. But again, if you are able and willing to donate, we would love for you to join us on this mission, donating to our educational fund at rtl.org/donate. That is all we've got today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Tiffany, thank you for joining us.
Of course.
All right, guys, have a great rest of your day. Have a great start to your spring. Hopefully this rain can clear up.
Hopefully we're past the false spring.
Yes, yes. Hopefully this is real spring. Fall spring's over, and we can enjoy some warmer weather coming up. So again, thank you. Have a great weekend.